This is Let's Talk Big, The Big Read, with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is What My Bones Know by acclaimed journalist Stephanie Fu. It's the story of her reckoning and healing by investigating the little understood science behind complex PTSD and how it's shaped her life. Here, sharing their insight about the book, What My Bones Know, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
My name is Jen Hazel, and I'm here with
Jane Berger
and
James Zeller.
We got some big stuff to talk about today. James, tell us about the Unity Fair.
Where do I start? The Uni Fair kind of started as this brainchild to instill virtuous compassion amongst our college students on campus, kind of as a reaction to COVID, and it kind of spiraled into this big project, this big intercollegiate event, multiple departments, multiple organizations, all with the sentiment of creating person-to-person interactions, genuineness, openness, lots of ideologies. I mean, I can list books all day. But you probably don't want me to list books, do you?
Well, we like that, but...
But we do have an audience.
We do, yeah.
Let's hear a little bit about some of what people are going to see and why they should participate.
So, lots of deets, right? We got October 3rd to October 7th. This isn't the Unity Fair, but this is the pre-Unity Fair planning event. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. outside the Center for Fine and Performing Arts Rotunda, we're going to have Shelby Stutes with the Terhune Art Gallery, as well as our student ambassadors present to do a hand printing project. So that's going to be a symbolic representation of sort of what the Uni Fair is about. And we're going to have that on display in the library from October 10th to October 12th. And then October 13th, that's going to be present at the actual Uni Fair. So the Uni Fair is October 13th. Thursday, October 13th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Heritage Hall 123. Now, there is weekly programming before that. You have October 10th is Indigenous Peoples Day, so we're going to have a speaker, we're going to have a film, we're going to have a land acknowledgement on both of our campuses. October 11th is National Coming Out Day, so we have our Pride Club present from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're going to be doing t-shirt tie-dyeing. And then we're also going to have a lunch and learn presentation at 12:15 on Safe Zone that day. And then Wednesday before Unity Fair, so this is Wednesday, October 12th, that's going to be our self-care day. So we're going to have several different art projects going on in College Hall, right across from the library in that courtyard space. We're going to have counseling services present to do a DIY stress ball. We're going to have affirmation stones from Trio, and then Fast Track is also going to be present to do adult coloring books. And you're going to see a lot of these projects repeated at the Unity Fair. So we're going to have self-care, we're going to have artistic expression, we're also going to have opportunities for students to interact with individuals that might be outside of their normal scope of experience. So we're going to have off-duty police officers there to talk about authority and unity. We're going to have veteran students talking about teamwork and overcoming personal identity for the sake of a team. We're going to have Disability Resource Center present talking about invisible disabilities. So tons of stuff. And I think you guys are going to be there, if I'm not mistaken.
Maybe.
We are. Jane is being coy. We will definitely be there.
Who doesn't want to be there? I mean, look at this. It's like I'm excited now. There is so much that is so good happening within this Unity Fair and on our campus, and we want to see each one of you, your eyeballs, and the rest of you at this fair.
I just want to see the eyeballs.
Yeah, that would go along with Halloween.
Just teasing. So, yes, I think it is super important, and Jane and I will be there along with RJ and counseling, and you, if I'm not mistaken, James, kind of doing a little check-in, mental health check-in. And then afterwards, rumor on the street is we're going to do a book club.
Yeah.
Wasn't that supposed to say secret?
Secret's out. We'll know who listens to this podcast if they mention it.
There you go.
Right? Come to the library for a mint. And just mention book club.
So 1 p.m. on the 13th in the library, we are student book club. Going to start looking at Stephanie's What My Bones Know. be yeah. there.
It'll lend itself. And it doesn't matter if you've finished it or where you are in the book. Come anyway, because the conversation will be general enough that we won't give anything away if you have just started reading it. But I think we will have a venue for some really good conversation among all who are there.
Well, Stephanie kind of gives it away in the first page.
Well,
so there's
she
that.
Does, but
James, one more question before we finish up. What would one expect to get out of this?
Yeah, we want no expectations, because the thing about virtue is if you try to force somebody to demonstrate it, it's not really virtue. I'm an ethicist, so I go too deep into this stuff. So we really want to just start to plant seeds. We might not be able to get somebody to overcome their implicit biases right away. Mm-hmm. We might not see the sprouts from this Unity Fair for years. But hopefully we can shake people out of their habits, and maybe someday, even if we're not around to see it, maybe something will germinate from what we plant. That's sort of the impetus.
This is bringing together a lot of people who may not normally work together on mm-hmm. campus. So that's super exciting and super important. So one last time, James, give us all the where are we, when, details.
Buckle up for the Unity Fair. October 3rd to the 7th, we have pre-Unity Fair art project outside of the Center for Fine Performing Arts Rotunda from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday, October 3rd to the 7th. Indigenous People Day, October 10th, that's Monday from noon until 2:30 p.m. We have events going in Heritage Hall 123. National Coming Out Day, October 11th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We have t-shirt tie-dyeing and our Safe Zone Lunch and Learn. October 12th, which is Wednesday, that is Self-Care Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. College Hall Atrium, where you're going to do arts and crafts. Finally, the Unity Fair proper itself, Heritage Hall 123, Thursday, October 13th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m.
I want all of our listeners to know that he did this without any cheat sheet. This is all from memory. So he is living and breathing this Unity Fair. So we can't wait to share it with all of you.
Thanks for that, Jane.
It was impressive.
Well, we are out of time. For myself, Jen Hazel, Jane Berger, James Zeller, keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.